Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Lift up those hands and celebrate Jesus this morning. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. It is not your doing, it is the doing of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, as we step into the race of 2011, we look up to you today for a great start that will secure all that the year contains. Let this be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, turn everyone into a breakthrough testimony this year. Amen. Turn everyone in this commission into a breakthrough testimony this year. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, this morning let your word have a free course. Amen. Let your word have a free course. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand. And please, you may be seated. Once again, I welcome every one of us to this glorious time in God's presence. The year 2011 shall be the most awesome year of your life. The year 2011 shall be the most awesome year of your life. The story of man's breakthrough began with the breath of the Almighty God. God made a statue and breathed into that statue, and man became a living soul. Man became a living soul by the breath of the Almighty God. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. So man's breakthrough began with the breath of the Almighty God. And Jesus breathed on disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." That means that breath is the Spirit of God. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And then we came to the Valley of Dry Bones in Ezekiel 37 and verse 1 to 14. And behold, the bones were very dry. And God said, "Can this bone live? Can these bones live?" And Ezekiel said, "O Lord, thou knowest." Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 14. And then he prophesied as was commanded, and then there was a noise and a rattling, and the bones came together. And as he beheld, flesh covered them, and skin covered the flesh, but they were lifeless. And he said, "Son of man, prophesy to the winds that they breathe upon this land the breath of God." And then that breath came, and then a mighty host emerged from a valley of vanity, from a valley of nothingness. A mighty host arose unto God, and God said, "These dry bones is the whole house of Israel. For they say our bones are dry, and we are cut off from our path. But thus saith the Lord, I will open your grave." How? By my breath. "And bring you out of your graves by my breath. So everybody is coming out of the grave of mediocrity, out of the grave of despondency, out of the grave of stagnation, out of the grave of frustration this year. And all by the breath of the Almighty God. So man's breakthrough scripturally is rooted in the operation of the Spirit of God. From creation to the prophetic parable of Ezekiel 37, breakthrough is impossible without the operation of the Spirit of God in the life of a man. Neo Sagabala Ruse Plori Ali Shangaba. Then we read from Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 1 to 6. And he said, what do you see? He said, I see a candlestick and with a bowl on it, all of gold. He said, yes. What does this mean? He said, don't you know what that means? Can't you see the two olive plants by it? Thus saith the Lord, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit. That is, that golden vision is not going to be realized in the energy of the flesh, but by my spirit. We are in the golden age of the church, and you are in the golden year of your life. So to realize that golden package, it will only be by the Spirit of God. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Is somebody following this parable? Not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Jesus came to this world. He was born of the Holy Ghost, but we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. This is where we missed it. I missed it because I thought, when you are born again, you have the Spirit of God. We had an evangelical background, and so they say you don't need another Holy Spirit. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit of God. Oh yeah, that's true. Jesus was born of the Holy Ghost, yet he could not deliver until he was empowered by the Holy Ghost. Now at the age of 12, in chapter 2 of Luke and verse 47, he was in the temple, and when they got him, they said, why are you troubling us? We've been looking for you all this way. He said, don't you know I must be about my father's business? So he knew the business for which he came to the world. But it could not have expression. Until one day, he went for baptism, and as he was being baptized and praying, the Holy Ghost descended upon him in a bodily form like a dove. And the voice of the Lord came and said, this is my beloved son. He could not be declared until the Holy Ghost came on him. Now, in chapter 4, verse 14, he returned after a 40-day of fast. Now, listen to me. After this 21 day of fasting, this world will not be able to contain you again. You are not going to be struggling with issues again. You'll be supernaturally in command of the issues of life. Amen. Jesus returned after the 40 day of prayer and fasting in the power of the Spirit, and his fame was spread to the regions beyond, verses 14 and 15. And then from there, manifestations began, and all eyes were fixed on him, and his fame spread to all over the country. Everything took a new turn after the empowerment of the Spirit. Everything took a new turn. And in 3.5 years of his earthly ministry, the world is still under the influence 2,000 years after. Human history came to recognize his coming as the point of reference. It is now 2011 after Christ. All over the world, if you have another day, that's your problem. It doesn't fly. The globally recognized date on the earth today has Christ as reference. If you are doing business on Christmas Day, you'll be the only one there. Nobody's going to answer you. There is no bank in the world that operates because there is no one to transact business with. Everything at a standstill. The empowerment of this month is launching you into a realm that generations after you will be talking about. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest. Amen. Therefore, supernatural breakthrough is impossible without the Holy Spirit at work in your life. It is the manifestation of the Spirit that launches a man into the realm of supernatural breakthrough. Not by power, nor by might, part one. Now we go over to the ministry of the apostles. Now they were under the mentorship and the tutelage of Jesus. They were there with him for 3.5 years. And when Jesus was departing, he said, "Hey, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Luke 24 verse 49. "Until you are endued with power from on high." Tarry. The principles will not produce until you are empowered. The teachings will be worthless until you are empowered. The teachings will be worthless until you are empowered. Luke 24 verse 49. Your destiny cannot be fulfilled until you are empowered. Many people have been held down today because they have not been empowered to triumph. In chapter 66 of Psalms and verse 7, he said, "He ruled by his power forever." It is impossible to reign without power. So people in politics, they will talk about when we were in power. You cannot rule except you are empowered. He ruled by his power forever. He ruled by his eyes, behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, his power will break them. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Hear this today. This entire month of January is devoted to your empowerment by the Holy Ghost, moving you to another level from where you used to be. You have gone around that level long enough. It's time to take a new turn. You have gone around that level long enough. It's time to take a new turn. You have gone around that same spot long enough. It's time to change level. And so, to show how much they needed that, after Jesus was taken, Peter denied them 3 times. Peter, the boldest of the apostles. Peter said, "I would rather die than deny you." The flesh, the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. He could not carry through the hour of temptation because he was not empowered to withstand and haven't done all to stand. He was not empowered. But after the Holy Ghost came, the lion in Peter came alive. The lion in you. Because the lion is strongest among the beasts. And turn it not away for any. Proverbs 30:30. He's the king of the forest. He turns not away for any. The lion, which is strongest among beasts, and turn it. After the Holy Ghost came, the lion in Peter came out. He began to rule by the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter became unstoppable, irresistible, and the whole world came under the siege of the authority of one man. And then the breakthrough ministry of the Holy Ghost began to manifest. That same day, 3,000 people were won to Christ. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. The Bible said they were pricked in their heart. The fire of the Holy Ghost was born in their heart. And they responded to the gospel. Now chapter 4 verse 4. 5,000 was added to the church. Chapter 5 verse 14. Multitudes, both of men and women, received the gospel. Chapter 6 verse 7. The Bible says the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Unstoppable breakthrough. Spurred by the Holy Ghost. Steered up by the Holy Ghost. Chapter 13 verse 44. The Holy Ghost was just ruling on the earth. And the Bible said, almost the whole city came to hear the word of God. Almost the whole city. No matter the dimension of teachings you may receive, it takes the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to command breakthrough. It takes the empowerment of the Spirit to command breakthroughs. It takes the empowerment of the Spirit to command breakthroughs. Unlimited breakthrough is God's agenda for us in the kingdom. He said, whosoever believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Greater works. Come and say unlimited. Now imagine what Jesus did that is still speaking 2,000 years after. And he said greater works is in stock for us. If we can only lay hold on what it takes to break into that realm. Greater works. Unlimited breakthrough. Now, the Lord said that if you hearken to my voice and observe to do what I tell you to do, I will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 3. Now you see, and Jesus said, do you think I've come to destroy the law? He said, nay, I've come to fulfill them. Matthew 5, 17. That means, if it was so under the law, it is much more so now. That means God has a plan to set you and me up above all nations of the earth. Jesus did not come to destroy the law. He came to ratify the law. That's why when we quote from Isaiah, fire erupts. We quote from Psalms, fire erupts. He didn't come to destroy the law. He came to validate the law. That means God has a plan of unlimited breakthrough for you and me to set you up on high above all nations of the earth. Above all nations of the earth. God said to me years ago, 1984, there's a place for you on top if you are interested. How many are interested here? Come on now. I said, Lord, I'm interested. He said, there's a place for you on top if you are interested. I was studying the book of Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1 to 14. He said, there is a place for you on top if you are interested. And I said, Lord, I'm interested. But it's impossible to get there without the empowerment of the Spirit. Can I hear your loudest amen? So we are not in a battle of words. We are in a power contest. Amen. We are not engaging in a battle of words, for the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. The kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. It's not in words, but in power. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 20. The kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. But in power. So it is your level of empowerment that defies the limits of your accomplishment. It is the level of your empowerment that defines the limits of your accomplishments. It is your level of empowerment that defines the limits of your accomplishments. It is the level of your empowerment. So empowerment is in levels. Somebody's changing level this time. Empowerment is in levels. And it must be your quest this time to experience a true change of level in the school of power. A true change of level in the school of power. You have an heritage of unlimited breakthrough with Christ. Now we understand also that every child of God is the righteousness of God in Christ. And the Bible said the path of the just is as a shining light, and it shines more and more unto the perfect day. That means you have a destiny of unending progress. Unending progress. So where you are now is the worst position you will ever be in your life. That house you are living in is not going to be your last house. That business level where you are is not the last level you are getting to. The path of a just man is as a shining light. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. And it shines more and more and more and more and more and more. So the unlimited thing we're talking about is not just about getting somewhere. It's about going farther and farther and farther, flying higher and higher and higher and higher. That is breakthrough without limits, breakthroughs without end. It keeps breaking and breaking from glory to glory. As they behold him as in a glass, they are changed from glory to glory into the same image as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. You are changed from glory to glory, from glory to glory, from, you are not permitted to be at the same spot, from glory to glory into the same image, into the same image, until you come into the same image, into the same image, operating at the same level, moving at the same frequency, operating the same, from the same platform with Christ. From glory to glory, from glory to glory. By the empowerment that's coming on you this month, never again will you be found at the same spot in your life. Never again will you be found at the same spot in your life. Never again will you be found at the same spot in your own life. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. So you are born into a world of no limits. You are born for the topmost top above all nations of the earth. You have an heritage of unending progress in Christ. And your breakthrough as a seed of Abraham is as far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes can see. And the Holy Ghost is what the one that empowers you and I to see. Amen. He said, and let your eyes be anointed with eyes of that thou mayest see. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 17. That thou mayest see. That thou mayest see. And the Holy Ghost is what empowers the eyes of your understanding. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. He's the one that comes to teach you all things and to bring you to remembrance all things whatsoever you have heard of him. So he's the one who defines your limits of breakthrough in life. The more anointed you are, the brighter you see. And the brighter you see, the higher you fly. So everything about you and me in God's agenda is Holy Ghost defined. This is so important. No one will ever rise above his or her level of empowerment. And let me quickly emphasize here, empowerment is in levels. Ezekiel 47 and verse 1 to 10. And we saw in very clear picture the graduation of empowerment. He said, afterward he brought me unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house from the eastward. Eastward. That's where Jesus is. The right hand of the Most High God. And the waters issued up. And then he took me through the waters and measured 1,000 cubits, and the water was to the ankle. He measured another 1,000 cubits and brought me through the waters. It was to the knee. And he measured another 1,000 cubits and took me through the waters. It was to the loins. And he measured another 1,000. It was a water that could not be passed over. For the waters were risen. Waters to swim in. And river that could not be passed over. So it's all in levels. Empowerment is in levels. You have been hanging around the ankle deep perhaps for too long. Maybe your soles are merely touching the wet ground. You are not even ankle deep yet. Empowerment is in levels. Empowerment is in levels. The ankle deep level, the knee deep level, the knee deep level, and the swimming level. The swimming level. The swimming level is where you cannot be stopped. No human hand can stop the way against a flowing river. No. So no devil can stop the way against a man and a woman that is in the swimming level of the empowerment. That's where you need to get to. Empowerment is in level. So don't mistake your speaking in tongues as having arrived. It is only an initiation for the race. Now you have been baptized, now grow in power. So you can grow in authority. Grow in power so you can grow in authority. That you are called to the bar does not make you a legal authority. No, you are only initiated into a legal practice to now exercise yourself to becoming an authority in that field. That a club engages you as a sportsman does not make you a sports star. You go there to exercise yourself to becoming a star. So it's time to change level. You have been harassed by witches and wizards enough. It's time to change level. He said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. I know their levels. Satan said, I know your level. I know your level. Until you change your level, I'll keep tormenting you. I know your level. I know your level. I know your level. Don't tell me nonsense. I know your level. I told you many years ago, we were in a place for a crusade. And then someone was interpreting for me. And then they shot something to the stage. And they said, yeah, yeah. Now, I was the one blasting the devil. It was only me and interpreting. And when the arrow was coming, it must deflect because there's a higher authority on the platform. So it is your level that defines, your level of empowerment that defines your level of authority. If it came straight, it will hit back on his head. He will die. No. Everybody needs a crave for a change of level. That lady said had been coming here for years because I had HIV AIDS from Tanzania. But when the Holy Ghost came, I knew something entered me. I went back for the check, HIV negative. Before the month is over, there will be a clear change of story testimony in your hand. This is so important. Breakthrough on earth is rooted in the empowerment of the Spirit. Rooted in the empowerment of the Spirit. You are ordained into a world of no limits, but it takes empowerment of the Spirit to operate there. You cannot operate in that realm without the empowerment of the Spirit. You cannot operate in that realm without the empowerment of the Spirit. Somebody's blessed. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Let's look just briefly at one of those vital forces of the Spirit. Now see, the Holy Spirit is the power base of the kingdom and manifests himself through various channels. And among the channels is one vital one called the Spirit of faith. What do I call it? Now see, from Ephesians chapter 4, there is one Spirit, but diverse operations. One Spirit, one God, one baptism, but with diverse operations. Among the key operations of the Spirit is the Spirit of faith. And we understand from Hebrews chapter 11 that every breakthrough testimony is by the command of faith. Is by the command of faith. Every breakthrough testimony outlined in Hebrews chapter 12, which is traditionally called the heroes of faith, every one of them is by the command of faith. Everyone. Therefore, the Spirit of faith is vital in commanding supernatural breakthrough, in commanding breakthrough unlimited in the year that we are in. The strangest year in this commission. This year is the strangest year in this commission. Every prophetic movement all through history thrives on faith. Everyone. Therefore, the only way to maximize the blessings of any prophetic movement is to keep one's faith on fire. God is up to anything, he says. And God said, if thou canst believe, how many things are possible? All things are possible to him that believeth. The Spirit of faith is at the root of every supernatural breakthrough. The Spirit of faith. Please understand what I'm talking about. We have the measure of faith inside every man with which you make your choice to accept Jesus or not. Romans 12:3. We call it the measure of faith. Then we have the word of faith. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing and understanding the word of God. We have the word of faith. The word of faith which we preach. Romans chapter 10 and verse 6 down to 10. The word is nigh thee, verse 10, in thy mouth and in thy heart. The word of faith which we preach. So there is the measure of faith. Romans 12:3, there is the word of faith. And then Romans 10:10. And then we also have one of the gifts of the Spirit is called the gift of faith. We have the gift of faith. And that gift is simply the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He empowers your understanding of the truth so as to build your faith. Can I hear your amen? Yes. And then we have the Spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. We have what we call the Spirit of faith. And what the Spirit of faith does is to empower you to believe at a supernatural frequency. That is, empowers you to see the invisible. Praise God. Think the unthinkable. Speak the unspeakable. And dare the impossible. The spirit of faith. Any gift of the spirit can fail. Whether there be prophecy, they shall cease. Amen. But the spirit of faith empowers you with stamina in the face of impossible circumstances. It's a force that drives you. Like I said, and the spirit driveth him. Mark 1:12. It's a force that drives you from within. You see the impossible. You think the unthinkable. You speak the unspeakable. And then it drives you to dare the impossible based on the invisible you have said. Can I hear your amen? I'd like you to understand this. So what we have in Hebrews chapter 11 is they are the testimonies of the spirit of faith at work. Can I hear your amen? No man in his right mind will say that fiery furnace does not matter. Amen. There is no principle of faith that can make you dare the fiery furnace. There must be something extraordinary driving you from within. If I perish, I perish. That's not normal. Now let's look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego very briefly. Now, those young folks must have believed in the reality of the invisible God. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. That's the language of a drunkard. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. And he will deliver us. I mean, they believed in the reality of the invisible God. So they could think the unthinkable. They could speak the unspeakable. And could dare the impossible. Our God, that there must be a force that is driving such things from within. That force is called the spirit of faith. Noah also, being warned of God, moved with fear. It moves people. He said, by faith, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7, Noah, being warned of God, moved with fear and built an ark. Moved. It's a moving force. It moves you outside yourself. To think the unthinkable, speak the unspeakable, and dare the impossible. Without fail. The spirit of faith. Tell the children of Israel that they go forward. Go forward to where the Red Sea is in front. Go forward. And the verse says, by faith, they passed over. They crossed over the Red Sea as on a dry land. By faith. 3 million people go forward to where? And they were going towards the sea. And the sea saw them. It fled. You dare the impossible, and the impossible become cheaply possible. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. I decree today by this impartation service, an impartation of the spirit of faith. The same that is driving this commission from glory to glory comes on you afresh today. I decree upon you today the impartation of the spirit of faith. He said, if you believe, you see the glory of God. The spirit of faith is a spiritual driving force to accomplishing whatever God has spoken. It drives you to it. How do you come on the platform on a Saturday morning and say, God just told me that it is time to get the aircraft, as if you told them before? No. And then everybody relaxed, including yourself. That's the spirit of faith. It gives you inexplainable rest. What do I call it? Inexplainable rest. Peace that passes all understanding. Those boys who are walking to the fiery furnace rested. Daniel was going into the den of lion very calm because he believed in his God. Daniel 6:23. You walking into the den rested. Walking your way into the fiery furnace smiling. Glory to God. And Daniel 3:28, because they trusted in their God. They trusted in their God. Because they trusted in their God. This is so important. I want you to understand this. That the spirit of faith drives you in the direction of anything that God says. Anything and everything that God says. Through faith. And then you mention it once. And then that was in March. And by September, the aircraft landed. Not that you knew the name of anyone when you mentioned it. The Holy Ghost says, say it, and then you think the unthinkable. If God says it, then that means God has done it. So you say what others won't say. And then you walk to a platform one day. He said, the faith tabernacle shall be dedicated a year from today, 18th of September 1999, and you are not a dummy. You think. That is, you see the invisible as visible. You think the unthinkable because God says so. You speak the unspeakable because God does not speak according to your strength. He speaks according to his might. And then you dare. And we moved in here. Immediately the following day, we started drawing the measuring line to find out where the site will be. The drawing was still on the table. And you're going to move from a 3,000 facility to a 50,000 facility, and you are going to do it in 1 year. And then you kept announcing it, 18th September is the date. Some must have left this church to think that this man must be mad. You think the unthinkable, you speak the unspeakable, you dare the undareable by the spirit of faith. God has it in plan, but it takes the spirit of faith to accomplish it. It takes the spirit of faith to accomplish it. God has breakthrough unlimited in plan for you this year, but it takes the spirit of faith to accomplish it. And by the impartation of today, I see you freshly imparted with the spirit of faith. I see you imparted supernaturally with the spirit of faith. I see you imparted supernaturally with the spirit of faith. When I was coming into full-time ministry, one of our senior brethren, I went to him for a discussion. And he said, Brother David, how much savings do you have? I said, nothing. He said, my wife was on grade level 12 when I was in full-time ministry. Because he had both... Bet out of the boat. He was. He said, yet it was difficult to cope. I said, well, even if I have anything, I must finish it before I go, because he said, carry no purse nor scrip, and greet no man on the way. He said, okay, let's pray. God told me, don't carry anything along, because I don't want to be referring to what you had before. Carry no purse, carry no scrip. I don't need your service, I'm more than enough. That is, no matter how glorious the plan of God for you, it takes the operation of the spirit of faith to accomplish it. It takes what? The operation of the spirit of faith to accomplish it. It takes the operation of the spirit of faith to accomplish it. It takes the operation of the spirit of faith to accomplish it. Are we not here today? Whatever God has ordained for you for this year, you'll be sitting right in the center of it at the end of this year. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Last year, I heard from God, strengthen thy cords, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for you shall break forth to the right and to the left. What? He said, that's what I have for you in plan this year. Is that so? Okay then, let us enlarge our coast so we can accommodate what is coming. We ask for the third service and the heavens open. Can I hear your amen? The first Sunday recorded 20,000 above the previous Sunday. Somebody's destiny is changing here. It's all about the spirit of faith at work. The spirit of faith at work. Come on now, people, we are going to start planting churches because God said we should lend in our cause. And in 1 month, we crossed 500 churches. Can I hear your amen? God has spoken so much into your life. All it requires is the spirit of faith to take delivery of it. Therefore, by the impartation through the mystery of the mantle this morning, I see the spirit of faith descend on your life with might. And I see you operating on this same frequency that has given your ministry a place in history in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. In Hebrews chapter 12, chapter 11, we saw here the story of Abraham. Verse 8. It said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Come and say faith. I say, oh, old man, get out of here. I'll be showing you where you are going as you are going. So if you get to a motor park and they ask where you are going, say, you will be showing me as I go. Which way? Say, anyway. Anyway. So Abraham, by faith. Come and say, by faith. He was led to go into a place that would be shown him as he went. Now, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now, let's go to verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Come and see. Can you see the spirit of faith at work? Now, stepping out was by a driving force within. Otherwise, when they ask where you are going, you should be to tell. Where are you going? Old man said, I will know as I go. This must be madness, isn't it? And so Abraham departed. Come and see, spirit of faith. Then God promised him Isaac, and Isaac arrived 25 years after. And God said, now take him and slaughter him. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. What is that? Spirit of faith. Then you slay him on a mountain that I will show you again. Now chapter 12, he was going to show him where he was to go. Chapter 22, he will now show him as he went out in the morning where he will slay the son. The spirit was driving him. And that spirit is called the spirit of faith. Come and say the spirit of faith. That spirit was driving Abraham into fulfilling his generational destiny. Somebody is receiving something here this morning. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. And if you are Abraham's seed, what do? You do the works of Abraham. John 8:39. And you can't do what Abraham did without possessing the spirit that Abraham possessed. So it takes the spirit of faith to do what Abraham did. And until you do what Abraham did, you cannot experience what Abraham experienced. And God wants to give you and I the Abrahamic order of experience. Hearken unto me, all ye that love righteousness. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, Abiadi. I called him alone, and I bless him, and I increase him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion after the order of Abraham. He will comfort all our waste places. Isaiah 51, verse 1 to 3. So God wants to bless you supernaturally and generationally like he blessed Abraham. But you will require the spirit at work in Abraham to get there. And it is called the spirit of faith. What is it called? What is it called? It is called the spirit of faith. It is called the spirit of faith. It is called the spirit of faith. I'd like you to believe God this morning, therefore, that by this impartation, the spirit of faith required for you to assess the realm of no limits will be imparted on your life. Amen. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. 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 Watch out for the difference that will make in your life. At the same time, as this mantle comes your way, expect, number one, impartation of the spirit of faith. Number two, expect delivery of special miracles. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from his body to them that were sick. The diseases were healed and the evil spirits were cast out. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Expect every operation of the oppressor on your life to come to an end now. And the evil spirits were cast out. All the sicknesses were healed. As this mantle comes your way, everything blocking your way clears the way for you. Everything that is holding you bound in the grave loses its grip of you. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Anything that the hands of the anointed touches, his anointing flows through them. So all the forces of breakthrough working inside this vessel is coming on your life today. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 Somebody was mad in Nepoma many years ago, and the husband came as a member of the church and said his wife ran mad and is back in Nepoma, shot with iron barricades. And I said, well, I can't travel this Kaduna to Nepoma at this time, but you take this mantle in the name of Jesus. I command her deliverance. And as the mad person saw the mantle, she rushed to grab the mantle. I said, don't. Just wipe his face with it and you are free. And she took the mantle and wiped the face of the mad woman by it. And she breathed an immediate sigh of relief. The evil spirit left. Whatever is tormenting anybody's life is living right now. You are starting this year absolutely oppression free. Someone passed on in Kaduna and they came to call our pastor in the night. He said, look, I can't come out this night, but take this mantle we collected from Lagos and get back there. So they were waiting for the ambulance in the hospital, and then they saw mantulance. And then the mantle came, and the woman wiped the body of the dead, is kneeled and jacked back to life. The following Sunday was in church. Whatever is called dead in your body, whatever has been called dead in your body, any organ that is dying or dead, I command them restored back to life today. Somebody left his mantle in the car and they snatched the car. Then heat began. Heat. They parked the car and fled for their life. Come and say fire. Say with me, fire. After this impartation service, I'd like you to put other materials on link where you get home. You will take the mantle in your hand and touch this one with it. You touch your head and touch your mantle with it. And then get other mantles. Put one in your car. Put one in your office. Put one in your house. The prophet that carries the anointing is standing there. No more assault on your life from today. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. He said, believe the Lord your God, you shall be established, and believe also his prophets, so you shall command breakthroughs. You shall prosper. You shall go forward. The word prosper means to make satisfactory progress. After this impartation this morning, nothing stops the way against you anymore. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall receive the prophet's reward. He shall receive the prophet's reward. I decree the free release of the anointing on your prophet over your life through this mantle ministration in the name of Jesus. No one here after this impartation will suffer any more setback in his life. After this service, you are going nowhere but forward. Come and say, I'm going nowhere but forward. Say it convincingly. Say it convincingly. Say it the loudest you can. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. According to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 29, through faith, they passed over the Red Sea as on a dry ground. Whatever is standing between you and your promised land, just like the mantle parted Jordan for Elisha, this mantle parts the way for you to pass. By faith, The spirit of faith sees the invisible, thinks the unthinkable, speaks the unspeakable, dares in the impossible, and delivers its results in a grand style. Any day, any time, anywhere. Oh, you have high blood pressure. No, not me. Check it. Not necessary. It thinks the unthinkable, it dares the impossible, and goes scot-free with it. That age-long disease clears out from your body today. It clears out of your body today. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Just in a moment before we administer this mystery, everyone in this first service this morning that is not born again yet, please stand to your feet. I'd like to pray with you. We're running out of time. I'd like to pray with you right now. Everyone, that because impartation is only on the living. Amen. You cannot receive the gift of the Holy Spirit until you have repented. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? It is only available to those who believe. So wherever you are this morning, you want to be born again, please stand to your feet wherever you are. Lift up your two hands to heaven and express your heart cry to God. Jesus, I'm here to receive the impartation of the spirit of faith that will empower me to maximize the breakthrough packages reserved for me this year. Go ahead and pray, everybody. And Jesus himself being baptized and praying. The heavens opened and the Holy Ghost came on him. Lift up your voices and pray. You have not because you ask not. Don't close your mouth. Open your mouth. Holy Spirit, impart me today with the breakthrough spirit that's upon my father. I receive the breakthrough spirit upon your prophet today via the mystery of the mantle. In the name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth. Lift up your voices and pray. Oh God, impart me today. Impart me today. Begin to name the special miracles you require from God. By the mystery of this mantle, destroy every spell of my life. Reketozia. Yekeria leta bredia yetagalota. Retesine koriaba. That evil spirit oppressing your life, begin to cause it that as the mantle comes on you today, that evil spirit leaves you alone. Get out of my body. Get out of my body. Yekeruta sisone. Yeshekirabayatane. Azekerede. Take your healings. Take your deliverance. Repuata. Repuata. Rekenetosi. Eporadesa. Repuata. Keteketosizo. Eripa yakatalo. Prekenota. In Jesus' precious name. Please, and then you just have your testimonies. Now go ahead. Nobody stands up until after you have been ministered to if you need to. But you take it, praying, you receive it, praying. After receiving it, you are praying with that mantle in your hand. Can I hear your amen? Go now, quickly, please. 1 second to your forehead, to the one in your hand, and then pass to the next person. Affect it right now. Rekete sosia. Come on, pray in the spirit, everybody. Pray in the spirit, everybody. Pray in the spirit, everybody. Yeketu zale korea. Yashagara di perede siso. E paparade. Yekota preteneota zia. Everybody lift up your voices. If you have a minister, so begin to pray in the spirit. Begin to pray in the spirit. I receive today the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. For unlimited breakthrough. I receive today the spirit of faith. For unlimited breakthrough. I receive my special miracle today. Pray in the spirit, everybody. Jesus. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
Moving here.
It's moving here. Moving there. Like a day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost power is moving.
Everybody's checking out.
Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
It's moving here,
moving here, moving there, just like a day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
Everybody's checking, it's moving.
Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
He's moving here,
moving here, moving there, just like a day of Pentecost.
Holy Ghost power is moving. Mama, mama, mama. Holy Ghost power is moving.
The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
It's moving here, it's moving there.
It's moving here, moving there.
Just like a
day of Pentecost.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power. Yeah.
Everybody sing.
It's moving, it's moving.
Holy Ghost power.
Feel it all over my body. Yeah.
It is moving there, moving there, just like a day of Pentecost.
Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost.
Everybody sing it. Open the Holy Ghost.
Yes. He's moving. He's touching everybody in the room.
The Holy Ghost.
Your special miracles are released. The evil spirits are cast out of your body. Begin to bless the Lord in the spirit. He's the dawning of a new day. He's the dawning of a new day. He's the dawning of a new day. It's the dawning of a new day. It's the dawning of a new day. In Jesus' name. Lift up these mantles right now. And Elisha stood at the brink of Jordan. And he smote the waters, saying, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And then he showed up. "By this mantle, I declare that my God shows up every time you are confronted in a battle. In the name of Jesus, where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And the waters parted thither and thither. Therefore, from this hour, every time you engage this mantle with faith in the Lord God of heaven and faith in the prophet, I decree unstoppable manifestation of testimony. In the name of Jesus.
Somebody sharing his testimony on Wednesday. Somebody else is sharing his testimony on Saturday. And multitudes are returning here on Sunday with their testimony. If that looks like you, let me hear your loudest amen. In the name of Jesus. Let no man to leave your pocket throughout the year. Mark the mantles you touch with this one. Mark them. They are part of your spiritual armor as you walk through the year. Remember the story of that lady who had a baby on the back and had one in the hand and walked into the dungeon of ritual killers while looking for a house. And he saw blood in the bowls. And he said, your life is ending here. He brought out the bottle of the anointing oil and splashed on the floor. And real fire came up. Not imaginative fire, real fire came up. And the little child was saying, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. Little child, just walking. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. And it brought out the mantle and waved the mantle at the door, and the door opened. I want you to be fully armed in this wicked hour. Be fully armed. The bottle was in her pocket. The mantle was in her bag. Because these assailants could not access the door anymore. The door had been banged and they were jittery. Hefty men with short knicker, no shirt. Killers. And here was a woman, not a man. Here was a child, charged with the Holy Ghost. This year, I declare every one of you unassaultable. In the name of Jesus. Any vehicle in which this man to ease is unsnatchable. Anyone who dares them will die inside them. Every house where this mantle is impenetrable by marooners. Anyone that dares an access dies there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. In Jesus' name.
Just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come, hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Igiroko Road, Ota,